the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. The company that supplies drinking water to most of the Treasure Valley wants to raise their rates by 24%. Veolia is asking the Idaho Public Utilities Commission for the rate hike, saying it has spent $70 million to improve water quality and safety. Angela Palermo reports on business and public health for the Idaho Statesman, and she's joining us now to talk more about this. Angela, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so as I mentioned, Angela, Veolia wants to raise rates by 24%. That's a fairly significant number.
It is. It's a very substantial increase that the company is asking for.
So with that said, does the company, have they said how much that rate hike might cost the average consumer? Because they put that percentage out there. But I think for most folks, it's like, well, what does that mean for my bill?
Sure. If it's approved, monthly bills for Veolia's customers would go up by an average of $7.59 for residential users and $27.92 for commercial users.
Okay, so that's a fairly significant amount of money for the average person, because we're looking at, $7.59 a month, and that may not seem like that big of a number. But Angela, we know that many people have struggled to pay their bills here in Idaho over the last couple of years. So has Veolia made any mention of what this could mean for the average consumer?
You know, they haven't, not to my knowledge. And I agree. I think it's also important to note that this may have big implications for people's utility bills in the Treasure Valley. This is not the only utility company that has requested a rate increase recently. Intermountain Gas, who provides natural gas services to many people in the Boise area, they've also requested a rate increase, and the Public Utilities Commission is moving through the channels with that. So it definitely could have significant implications.
So in your article, you mentioned that Veolia said that it has spent $70 million on improvements. So what kinds of things have they done that would, use $70 million of funds?
Definitely. Well, Veolia is a big utility company, and they serve people across the country. But like you said, it's also the largest water supplier in the Treasure Valley. And in the company's request, in their application to the Public Utilities Commission to raise rates, they said that they spent the $70 million, an average investment of $660 per customer, on improvements in water quality, storage capacity, and fire suppression.
And they say all of this adds up to that $70 million, correct?
Yes, and they see this rate increase as a way to recoup some of those costs.
So what I'm curious about is that could there be an argument made that this is also just the cost of doing business, though? Like, you need to make these improvements, and maybe you should have had the money to make the improvements instead of saying, well, you know what? We're going to make the improvements, and then we're just going to have the public pay more.
I definitely think you could make that argument that, you know, this is something you have to do as a business to, maintain your services. And, you know, we do know Veolia said in its application that if the rate increase is approved, their revenues would increase by 23.4% or $12.1 million. Per year.
Oh, right. And so, I think that may be a big sticking point for the average customer, is that you want to raise rates by 24%. By doing so, this company's revenue will increase by 23.5%. So it would seem, just by those numbers, that they're putting money in their pockets versus we can't do business unless we raise rates.
It does seem that way.
And have they made any comment in regards to that since they submitted their application?
They released a press release on their website that talked about why they made the proposal. They say it's a fair and reasonable return on their investment in property that they use to provide these water services. So that's how they're justifying their request.
Mm-hmm. So they've made the request. Who approves or denies the request?
The Public Utilities Commission in Idaho, it's a three-member board that's appointed by the governor. They'll spend the next several months deciding whether they'd like to approve, reject, or modify this proposal from Veolia. And there'll be some opportunities for the public to submit written or verbal testimony that will go on the record, and the commission will take that into account when they're making a decision. Mm-hmm. But so far, that hearing hasn't been scheduled. There was a public workshop on Monday where some members of the public, some customers attended to learn more about what the company is asking for, what this rate increase could mean. And mm-hmm. So far, we're still working through that process.
So have you heard anything from the Public Utilities Commission on the request?
The Public Utilities Commission typically doesn't comment on any cases that mm-hmm. they're, you know, moving through the process with. They don't want to say anything that could indicate whether they might have a bias in one way or the other. But I spoke with a spokesperson recently from the commission, and he said it's very important that they get enough input from the public. I think that plays a big role in their decision making on what they decide to do with this. So if people have thoughts about this, if they want to learn more, there will be opportunities to submit testimony that the PUC will look at, that the commission will look at, and factor that into their decision making.
Okay, so we just have to wait and find out when a public testimony or a hearing will take place. With that said, if the PUC were to decide to implement some type of rate increase, agree to that for Veolia, do we know when it would potentially take effect?
We don't. And I was asking the spokesperson about this recently, and we just don't know when that will happen. We don't know when the hearing will take place quite yet. And these processes usually take a few months to several months to fully resolve.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking with us more about this. Do appreciate your time, Angela.
Thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Angela Palermo with the Idaho Statesman discussing Veolia Water's request to raise rates. We will make sure we post links with more information about the rate request on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.